You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Josh is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and he's getting ghosted by a girl named Becca. So in a few minutes, we'll call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting him and maybe get him another date. But first, Josh, let's talk about your date. What happened with you and Becca? How long has it been since you talked to her?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. It's been like about a week since the last time I talked to Becca. But she was super cool. We met on Bumble and we messaged for a little while, for a few weeks actually. And the vibe was great. We had a bunch of fun, like talking just over text. Mm-hmm. And so we decided to meet in person. And we were trying to think of fun date ideas, and we went to this like indoor mini golf arcade type thing, you know, like throw it back to like a classic 80s movie type vibe.
Yeah.
So it was pretty fun. And while she was there, like straight up, Becca got pretty buzzed off of the margaritas she was drinking, but she was still like super fun and having a blast. So like, I thought it was really cute. Like, it wasn't an issue for me. It was a good time. So then we were flirting a bit while we were playing mini golf, and then we like made out in one of the race car arcade games. And it was honestly the chemistry was great, for real. But then like a kid came up and started making fun of us. And so then we had to like get out of there real quick. But we were like cracking up. It was straight up like out of a classic movie. It was awesome.
That's funny.
And then so we had to run out anyway. So we decided to go back to my place. Mm-hmm. And then like I was looking for something to cook, and all I had was these eggs. So I made us omelets, and then we put on some music. We were slow dancing in the kitchen. Then we made our way to the bed. And then, you know, Becca was still a little buzzed, so we talked for a while, but I didn't really like, want to like do anything. So we just fell asleep. But awesome date, awesome night, so much fun. But then I woke up the next morning and she's totally gone. And there's like no note or anything, and she hasn't left me a message. So at first I'm honestly like a little worried, like, is she okay? So I tried to like send her a message like the next day, and she responds with absolutely nothing, like no word at all. And like, she just totally ghosted me, like totally disappeared from my life. I just like don't understand what happened. Yeah.
Cause I was going to say, you know, if she gets up and leaves in the morning, that's not that weird, you know, especially after a first night like that, you want to get home and clean yourself up and not have you see them like that. Or have you see her like that, but to not say a word later, strange.
Yeah, that was, yeah. And like, and I messaged her like, hey, I had such a great time. Like, let me know if you want to meet up again. Mm-hmm. And like, it's been totally radio silent. And I thought the vibe we had was like incredible. I mean, it was straight up like out of a movie. Like, I haven't had a date that great in years. And then the fact that she just totally disappeared, like, was a total bummer. Like, totally. Yeah. It's just totally confused me.
Yeah, that is weird. So, I mean, what do you think could have happened?
I mean, I'm like, maybe like she was I hope this isn't the case, but maybe the reason she was like drinking so much because she didn't like me at all, and she was just drinking to like get through it. That would honestly, like, that would break my heart. But I had an ex who told me I was pretty boring. And so what I think is really fun and cute, she might have been like, yo, this dude is corny as all get out. Like, I don't want to be around him. And so I hope that's not it, but I mean, it wouldn't be the first time I got that note. So, you know.
That you were boring? It's not the first time you got that note?
Yeah, like people say I'm a little like boring or vanilla or whatever. I don't have enough of an edge or whatever. And I'm like, I'm just trying to have a good time. I just want to mini golf and make out and like, you know, like, make
golf. Sounds like a good.
That's all I want.
Yeah, that sounds like good goals to me. All right. Well, we'll try to figure it out for you, man. We'll play a song, come back and then call her and see if she tells us why she's ghosting you and maybe get you another date right after this. All right.
All right. Thank you, man.
All right. We'll play a song, come back, get your first date follow up next.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
If you're just joining us for today's first date follow-up, Josh is on the phone and we're about to call a girl that's ghosting him. Her name is Becca, and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting him and maybe get him another date. But first, Josh, why don't you refresh everybody's memory on your situation?
Yeah, for sure. So, like, matched with this girl, Becca, on Bumble. We had an awesome vibe. We met up for, like, a mini golf date and had, like, the most epic, perfect date ever. She came back to my place, was super romantic. We went to bed together, like didn't do anything, but had a great time. But then when I woke up, she was totally gone. And I have heard nothing from her since. So I'm just trying to figure out why a date that went so perfect could have ended with her like totally ghosting me.
All right. Well, we're ready for us to figure it out for you and give her a call?
Yes, yes.
All right, man.
Yes, please.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Becca?
Yeah, this is she.
Hey, Becca, how are you? My name is Jubal, and I'm calling from a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Becca. Whole show's here. My name's Nina.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
Oh.
How are you?
Wow. I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Do you listen to the show?
I do, yeah. Wow. This is crazy.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Have you ever heard a first date follow-up before?
Yes, I have.
Wonderful. Well, guess what?
I think I know what this is about.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Is it Josh?
Yes, it is Josh. You have been ghosting him and he doesn't know why and he would like to know why. Would you mind telling us?
Oh, wow. Okay. I was not ghosting him. Wow, this is crazy. Okay. No, I was not ghosting him at all. Yeah, I was wondering about him. We had a great date. I thought he was rejecting me. We had a great date. I tried to make the moves on him, after we like got back after our amazing date. But he like kind of kept like pushing me off. And so I just felt super rejected. And so I just thought like, he just rejected me and I just didn't want to talk to him again. I was just really embarrassed.
Whoa, Becca. Hey. Hey, it's me.
Yeah, Becca. In case you forgot, Josh is on the phone listening and wants to talk to you.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Becca, like, I thought you rejected me. I had such a fun time with you. I just knew, like, you've been drinking a bit. I don't want to take advantage or anything. So I just, like, you know, we'll leave it romantic for tonight. And then if you want to get saucy, like, you know, on another date, like, hey, we'll, like, do 5 cents. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. I didn't think I was, like, that drunk. I mean, I was pretty hungover, so I guess I was. But I didn't think I was that drunk. So I was, like, I've just never been rejected before. So I don't know.
You've never been rejected in your life? I mean, it tracks. You're super hot. But, like, that's never happened to you?
Not really. I mean, not really. No. It was just, you know, yeah, no.
Well, I wasn't rejected because, like, you're not... Yeah, but, like, you know, I was drinking you because you're not attractive or I don't like you. I was just, you know, like, I was just trying to be, like, gentlemanly, I guess, you know? Like, we've been drinking, we've been having a good time, and then I was like, all right, you know, like, leave them, you know, like, leave something for the next date, you know? Because we had such a good time, I figured, well, at least we'll get, like, a second date out of it, you know what I mean? I didn't want to, like, screw it up. But you're super hot. I wasn't trying to reject you or anything. I thought you were rejecting me.
Oh, wow. okay. I mean, I didn't seem like, I don't know, like over eager or anything. I just, feel like I was like, what did I do wrong? Like, I don't know. I just felt like really embarrassed. That's why I left so early the next day.
No, it was like, I wish you'd been around, you know, in the morning. Like, you could have, you know, I know we had eggs the night before, but I could have made eggs again in the morning. It's been a little different. Do a scramble or something. Put a little toast on it. I don't know. I had to eat all by myself, you know, put on some, like, sad loading music just by myself in the
just
kitchen.
Crying into your eggs.
Oh, man. Yeah, literally crying, you know, crying salt into the eggs. Come on. Wasn't quite the morning after I expected.
Becca, would you like to go out with Josh again on another date? We'll pay for it. And he doesn't have to cry into his eggs again.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to. Yeah, I mean, I would love to.
Sweet.
Yes.
Well, congratulations, yeah. Josh! You got another date.
All right, hell yeah, guys! Thank you. All right, so we'll do something. We'll do something crazier this time, Becca. We'll we'll go to, like, we'll race some, like, cars or something. I don't know. We'll get it high octane. I'll show you the other side.
And maybe maybe both be confident this time and no ghosting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I won't. I won't. I promise.
Good luck, you guys.
Thank you, guys. Thanks so
Thank
much.
You.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.